Mad Mars Notebook for August 25th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. Okay, today was kind of boring. If I just talk about the work and stuff I'm still falling behind on. I've got 3 meetings tomorrow, and I've been trying to play catch up on all the construction stuff that that's been piling up on me while urgent stuff comes up to take my attention away from it. And I am trying to clear my plate before I go on vacation next week for Dragon Con. So things are gonna get busy, but still it's nothing that's really worth talking about. I was listening to the Technorama podcast, and Chuck and Craig have that, I forgot the name of the ring for note taking. And it integrates with a couple of productivity apps, Notion and Obsidian. And I've never been one for doing a voice transcription into an app. I just don't see myself using a piece of hardware for that, or at least not spending money on it. My weakness is that I don't always get back to the things I put on a to-do list. So I try to stay inside the app that organizes all of my tasks. At least that way I see the stuff I've noted down before. And then I'm, aware of all the stuff I let slide. So I'm trying not to separate myself too much from that. Otherwise, get into situations like now where stuff has been piling up for, I don't want to think how long. But anyway, on to other things. One of my favorite authors is Ryan Rimmel. Ryan Rimmel, author of the Noobtown books, has just re-released his first book in the Noobtown series. He had got a book publishing deal, and the audiobook dropped last night. I think I might have mentioned that. Was it yesterday? But, it's kind of interesting to see this done. I haven't really seen this. I mean, in the audio book world, I saw a bunch of those authors who got book deals and had redone their podcast novels once it got published. Those podcast novels came down and got replaced by the paid books. But this is the first time I've seen it happen on, something that came out already on Audible. The first time he did this, he self-published and worked with, a small press audiobook publisher. But anyway, still only on chapter 1 or 2 of the revised book, and we'll see how far I can get into this before. Everything is coming up to a crunch now that I really do have to pack my bags and get ready to fly out on Monday. So with that, I better wrap this up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.